Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, listeners. I'm Nedra Glover Tawab, and you need to hear this. Let's talk about estrangement for a minute. It only happens in families, and it is when you decide to sever ties with one or more family members. Now, as we all know, that it affects multiple family relationships, not just the relationship you're ending, but also the relationships with the other people involved, because families are comprised of many people. So it can be really challenging, even if you decide to cut off one person, because there is some ripple effect. But there are times when we make decisions to end relationships for different reasons. And, you know, really common reasons include our values, our belief system. Sometimes there is an incident that occurs. But most often what I hear about is this long-standing history of something happening in the relationship. That can be abuse, neglect, manipulation, all sorts of things. And there comes a point when someone says, I am done, enough. Also, you know, with in-law relationships, sometimes there are estrangements. And then we have issues with, you know, things that come up, such as funerals, births, and our expectations not being met with each other. So there's a whole assortment of reasons that someone might decide to end a relationship. What can be challenging is the person who is on the receiving end of an estrangement may not know exactly what happened. It is not absolutely clear, because there's a lot of conversations that may happen without them being present, and the other person has already made that decision. It can be hard to try to figure out and go through all of the things that happened in the relationship to explore what you did, what they did, what could have been different. I think that is a really challenging part. But know that the person who is deciding to end a relationship is also challenged, because as we spoke about, it impacts so many of those other relationships. So it's not typically done in haste. It is done with some thought. And unfortunately, those things are not spoken about. And I would say estrangement is a process where sometimes there is no closure. Because with family relationships, even when the disconnection happens, you still have that emotional tie to someone. You know, you can't forget a parent, you can't forget a sibling, you can't forget, you know, some of the people who you've spent a large portion of your time with. And so there is still that emotional connection, even when there is no physical connection to a person. So sometimes we cannot estrange ourselves from the existence or the memory of a person. We can say, I don't want you in my life. I no longer choose to talk to you. But know that even with estrangement, there is some residue that will continue to exist from the relationship. According to the Family Estrangement Survey, 27% of the U.S. population reported having an estrangement in their families. Now, of course, you know, with statistics, it can be an underreporting. I talked to many people who, on some level, are estranged from whether it is a immediate family member or extended family member. So it's not an uncommon thing, but it is shocking how often we don't talk about it. It can be a very painful thing, perhaps, to talk about, but it is more common than we speak about. We got a really interesting message that we'll listen to after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
And we're back. Let's go ahead and listen to that voice message.
Hi there. I was raised in the South, and I am married. I'm actually a doctoral intern in clinical psychology, finishing up my doctorate. So I'm also a therapist. And I've been to therapy a couple of times. Most of my therapy has focused on the issue that I'm going to be telling you about today. So I grew up in a pretty small town in the rural South. When I was 17, I started dating my current husband. So it's been over 9 years now. And as a teenager, my partner was able to come spend time with my family. He came over for the holidays, birthdays. Then about 6 months or so into the relationship, we graduated high school and he had to go away for basic training. He had joined the National Guard. So he was there for 4 or 5 months. And then when he got back, we were both in college in a town that was about an hour away from where we grew up, hour and a half, something like that. So I didn't notice any issues right away, but when it rolled around to that next holiday season and I went home to see my family, that year I was told that I wasn't allowed to invite my boyfriend over. And I wasn't given any explanation. It was just kind of what it was. Like, this is the demand. You're expected to follow. Yeah, now it's been at least 8 years since that happened. And my family has not spoken to my partner since. When we got engaged in 2019, I was living in Chicago going to grad school, and I FaceTimed my parents the next day to tell them that I had gotten engaged, and my parents responded very poorly to the news. My dad, technically he's my stepdad, but he's been in my life since I was 3 years old, so for all intents and purposes, he is my dad. When I told him that I had gotten engaged, he became very angry. And basically, he told me that I would have to build a relationship with my biological father, because he was not going to walk me down the aisle at my wedding, and he wasn't going to be in attendance at my wedding.
I hear your stepfather parting ways and saying, you know, I think it's best if you start to build a relationship with your biological father. So without saying, I don't want a relationship with you, he is saying, I think you should pivot or transition in this way. Sometimes it is not what a person is saying. It's also what they're not doing and what they are cautioning you to do. So he said a lot there with that statement that perhaps there is something else that you need to do to have this father-daughter relationship, and it needs to be outside of me.
Ultimately, my partner and I decided to elope. We didn't have a wedding at all, the primary factor being that my family wasn't going to be involved, and I didn't feel it was fair for his family alone to shoulder the financial responsibility of a wedding. But it's been almost 1 year to the day that we officially got married. And yeah, I haven't seen my parents really since before we got engaged. They stopped inviting me to holidays. I don't live near them anymore, but I do still come to town for some big events. It's caused a huge rift in my family between my mom and my grandma, but my grandma doesn't have all the details. She just thinks I'm kind of not willing to have a relationship with them. That's not really the case. This Thanksgiving, actually, I traveled home and I sent a group text to both my mom and my dad, and I told them I will be home between Wednesday and Saturday. I was hoping to ask if you all would be willing to sit down and have a conversation with me and my husband. Think on it and let me know. And that was basically my entire message. I didn't get any response, but I know that they were there. I did get one response. My mom told me, okay, have a safe flight, because she knew that I would be flying. But that was it.
Have you had a conversation with your mom one-on-one? Sometimes we assume that everybody feels the same way about a situation, when really we need to talk to them one-on-one to figure out what their perspective is and what's possible in the relationship with them. Now, just like you and your husband, your parents may come as a package deal. So your mother may be unwilling to have a relationship with you separate from the relationship she has with your father. So it can be, you know, helpful to maybe see what that is, if anything is possible there. But ultimately, I hear a lot of grieving. What is grieving? Well, it is so many things. I think in this situation, grieving a living relationship with someone, it is allowing yourself to be sad. It is knowing that perhaps you have done all you can. It is also releasing the desire to control the situation and change it. It's also letting yourself become undone. This is a very tough situation to be raised and to make a life decision and then be turned away. That is a very tough outcome. And perhaps there is some more crying that needs to occur. Perhaps there is some more journaling that needs to happen to work through those really heavy feelings. But to have a relationship with someone for, you know, 18, 19, 20 years, and then for that person to cut it off in this way, that hurts. And that hurt needs to be released.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Yeah, and now my baby brother is having a baby of his own. I don't know. There's just a lot of distance, and I'm really on the outside, and I feel I've done my very best to communicate as clearly and openly and respectfully as I possibly could, but I'm just not being heard. Or maybe I'm just not doing it the right way. I don't know. When I broke the news about my engagement, I told my parents that I wasn't going to be able to split myself into two different people anymore, and that I wanted to be able to come home and be in the same room with all of the people that I loved at the same time. And that kind of statement was viewed as an ultimatum of, if you don't accept me and my partner, then I'm not going to be in your life anymore, which I guess is kind of fair and possibly kind of true, but I didn't expect it to be met with such animosity and now just like years of silence. Yeah, so any thoughts, any advice? I don't know if I'm doing things right. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I think there is no right way for very hard situations. I do think that with issuing an ultimatum, it's essentially giving a person a choice. Do this thing or not. And it sounds like your parents have decided not to honor that request of embracing your partner. That is a very harsh reaction. I hear from you that it feels very hard, but it's also an option that you gave them. They had the option to say, I don't want to deal with you and your partner. We want to have a relationship with you, or we, you know, want to exclude your partner, however they're thinking about it. And I think, you know, when we give someone the option, our work is really to learn to deal with their reaction. It's not to change it. And I hear that it seems harsh. It seems hurtful. You want to mend the relationship. But I do wonder, can you have the scenario that you want with people who don't want the same thing? Your parents are being very clear and saying, this is not what we want. We don't want this person in our lives. Even if they're in your life, we don't want this. Now, from what you've said, they haven't said that. And that part is truly hard because I hear a lot of assuming, a lot of gray area. We aren't clear. There hasn't been a lot of communication on their side, but I bet that they're having a lot of conversations between the two of them that they may not feel, you know, need to be communicated to you because they've made their decision. And it is one that unfortunately excludes you as a member of the family. I would say, you know, this whole thing of, you know, your parents not wanting to attend your wedding, not wanting to sit down with you over the Thanksgiving holiday, that is very tough. And I wonder how you can start the work of looking at this relationship and putting the pieces together of what your parents have given you. What they've given you is they don't want to have a relationship with your husband. You have a few options here. Do you want to continue on that path and say that he needs to be included? Do you want to say it is very, you know, important for me to have the relationship, so I'm willing to have it without him? You know, those are your choices. I hear that you are choosing to stick with, I want to be one unit. And it's your right to do that. It makes so much sense to do that. I don't want you to feel like you need to change that. But also, if that's what you're deciding, how do you better deal with their reaction without trying to change it? Because it sounds like you've been very clear, you know, maybe more so than your parents, because you don't even know what they're thinking. But it sounds like you've sent some, you know, lengthy text messages. You've said some things, you know, verbally in person, and it's not being received. And I don't know if you could make a person listen to you. I think there are things that we say to people and we think, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not being clear enough. If I say this a different way, if I say it on a different day, if I say it via text, if I send them a letter. And there are times where people just disagree. And in this situation, you know, it sounds like that estrangement occurred because there are some expectations that your parents are saying, I'm unwilling to meet that. How do we allow them to have that choice? And I wonder, even with them having that choice, what is possible for your relationship with them? Because it sounds like you really want to keep it. Just because they don't want to talk to your husband, does that mean that they can no longer talk to you? That is a choice that you will have to decide to make. What is your husband's position on this? Is he saying, you know, if they don't want a relationship with me, they can't have one with you? Is he saying pursue the relationship with your parents? That might not look like spending holidays with them, but it could look like, you know, maybe having some small talk via text, sharing some articles, talking about family things, talking about, you know, things outside of the issue and the relationship. That is a choice. And also, it is a choice for you to say, we are a party of one and we want to be accepted. If you will continue with that, you will have to grieve the loss of them honoring your request. You will have to grieve the loss of them being a part of certain events, certain parts of your life, because they have been very clear in saying, we are not interested. I think the solution here is grief. And as I look at, you know, your question, am I in the wrong? How do I move forward here? I don't think you're in the wrong. You're entitled to your expectation in this situation, and know that your parents are entitled to a reaction. And we have to deal with both. You know, two things could be true. You can want what you want, and they can want something different. And that is really tough to reconcile, but it is the truth of this situation. And how do you move forward? You know, it seems like this relationship with your husband was so important to you that you said, hey, we come as a package deal. You continue this relationship over many years. There's a lot of confusion with your parents there. It sounds like you already have family. It's the one that you're creating with your husband and perhaps his family, perhaps the other people in your life. I think that family is who you choose, is not always who you're born to. So create some family. Create some deep connections, find some mother figures, find some father figures. Maybe that idea of reconnecting with your biological father wasn't a bad one. You know, there are so many people who we ignore because we're chasing family. We ignore the nice lady at work who brings us cookies every Friday. We ignore the neighbor who pulls our garbage can back or the person who always waves to us. Perhaps those are the relationships that we need to pursue. So I wonder, what sort of family can you create? It seems like you still have a good thing going with your brother. There's your family. So family is all around you. We are talking about two people in particular who are saying, this is my stance. So in terms of moving forward, I think you move towards the family that you choose and the people that are already there showing you what love is. Caller, thank you so much for this thoughtful message. I know it's not easy opening up and sharing. And also, it can be really hard to receive. So I hope that I said something that lands well with you. Even a piece of it, I hope, could be helpful for you. With estrangement, it is an uncomfortable process on both sides, and it's impactful to not just the one or two people involved, but to multiple people in the family. We don't know what the ending is to this. It could be a pause in the relationship. It can be something that picks up in the future. You know, many times with estrangement, relationships come back together after some time. But in the meantime, it sounds like you have built family. And I wonder if your focus can be on your relationships that you're currently curating that are going well and adding to that while you wait or while we see what happens to the relationship with your parents.
You need to hear this. Not everything has a happy ending. And with family estrangements, we really don't know the ending. We only know the now. And right now, you may be in a difficult space, but hopefully things will improve with your family.
You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover-Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com. Please be sure to rate our show wherever you listen to it and share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Talk to you next time.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.